Take three, take two sucked. First one. Yo. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of mind feels like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back, duck and attack and smacking with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me, an evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like hocus pocus, tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
Hey guys, I'll let you know about one of this week's sponsors. It is Fight League Atlantic. They have a pretty big pay-per-view Kumite coming up soon, so go check them out at Fight League Atlantic. That is Fight League Atlantic.
Let's fucking road trip to Florida.
I'm down.
Like right now, like just we'll pack up, we'll go to fucking Florida.
God, I'd drive so you guys can have your road sodas. It's fine.
Oh, fuck.
I love road sodas.
And I love being the responsible adult.
I've made it to Florida in 27 hours.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
So driving pretty much nonstop. Like,
yeah.
Stopping for gas, stopping for food, stopping to pee. Bless you.
Bless you again.
Bring it back around now. Oh, fuck. So usually,
you called it. Right. After two, I get a little concerned.
Yeah. After five, it's Corona. Yeah, get your wipes out. Put your mask on.
Jesus.
Oh, it's that allergy season, bro.
It's this. It's this. This will do it to you.
Oh, that and it's allergy season. It's fucking kicking my ass right now.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But yeah,
the
man.
The sneezes usually come in threes. But you decided to do a fucking...
I went four skis.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Stranger Tides. Wait, what was that fourth one? Stranger Tides, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Stranger Tides.
Yeah, yeah, you gave us fucking Stranger Tides.
I felt like Stranger Tides, bro.
You know? There's always that weird fourth movie sometimes in a...
You got up to Jaws Revenge.
You got to Jaws Revenge.
I was said that was the last episode I heard, too, was when you and the boys were talking about Jaws.
Jaws Revenge.
And you didn't mention that I was in Jaws 3.
You were in Jaws 3?
We've had this conversation before. I know we've had a Jaws conversation.
No, we didn't. Because I would have remembered
Jaws 3, son?
Jaws 3D. They filmed it at filmed a lot of it at Orlando, SeaWorld Orlando. And my family was visiting that time. And you can see me briefly in the background as Dennis Quaid is running through the crowd.
What the hell? I did not know this.
Get out of the water. Get out of the water. That scene, like, he's just running around telling
so,
people.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's brief.
You got onto a fucking SummerSlam pay-per-view as a kid.
I've got onto many pay-per-views.
And you got a fucking sound drop from Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
you got into motherfucking Jaws 3. Fuck. What do I got? I got nothing. I got a rock. Holy shit.
I got some friends who were in.
They don't count.
Paul Blart, because. That was
well, that was Burlington. I know some people who were...
Well, I mean, I guess I know Captain America, so I guess that makes sense for it.
Yeah, you graduated Captain America.
Yeah.
You shared a cigarette with Captain America.
I didn't share a cigarette. He just happened to be smoking, that's all.
But yeah, I guess we all have our own things. Mine's wrestling, yours is Disney, or...
No, it's Disney.
It was Disney?
SeaWorld.
So yours is SeaWorld, and yours is fucking Captain America, so it makes sense.
I guess. It's just to be in Jaws 3, man. Yeah. That's huge.
You can see my aunt more clearly because, I mean, I was a kid. She was taller, so.
But you can see you, right?
Yeah. You need, like, a Blu-ray version of it.
You need a fucking screen.
You need to frame that shit.
There's also an extra in a movie with Marsha Brady, so.
That you can see?
Oh, yeah. Well.
What the fuck you, buddy?
The DVD is out there somewhere.
The real Marsha Brady? It
was Maureen McCormick.
Hated her. What?
It was directed by Stephen Furst, who was Flounder in Animal House.
What?
Yeah.
Give me the whole story, bro. A to Z, right now. What the fuck, dude?
On my old podcast that we used to broadcast in Manchester, which was Verbal Ejaculation, You can look it up. I think there's still episodes out there. I devoted like one, I think it was like our 200th episode. We watched, we did like a Mystery Science Theater. We watched the whole movie. I'm only in it for a couple of seconds, but I was on set, quote unquote, for like the whole weekend. It was like Columbus Day weekend.
Fucking wild.
This mamma jamma, out of right? all the times we've done podcasted with him.
Son of a bitch.
And it was never the told love us. Interest was Chris Atkinson from Blue Lagoon.
It what takes him fuck? Listening to the other yeah. Battle Wound show on the Jaws rant that we go on for him to bring it up.
Is there a frequent Jaws rant on the shows that
there
I'm
there was
on?
One Jaws rant.
I've heard Jaws before, and I know that we've had this conversation because
I
could be having
this.
Some severe deja vu.
You're having some deja vu because
I don't remember this.
This
at all. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me, my sister.
And most of the time I drink kind of heavily on these podcasts. But I do not remember this.
I do not remember that one.
And I have listened to the podcast.
Jaws 3.
Actually, so I do have... I was in an issue of Spin Magazine once.
I was only in wrestling.
Well, I was in the background. Yeah.
That's all I got. Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, man. I always knew I kind of liked to perform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but check out Verbal Ejaculation. My old co-host, Dan. Oh, that was a lot of... It was very much this, but we broadcast. We did a live... He used Ustream at the time.
Ustream? Oh, okay. Yep. So, like, that was just a, like...
Yeah, it was
a
fun.
Variation of podcast for what that era.
And you could hear the transition when we started. I was still drinking to when I stopped drinking. That's how long we had it, too. We would broadcast from, like, a barbershop that this guy was friends with. So we would be in there, like, cracking Bud Lights at 11 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. But Title to Murder was the name of the movie.
Oh, damn, man.
That's crazy.
Title to Murder with Maureen McCormick and Christopher Atkins. Atkinson?
That's wild.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's my life.
You know what? I give you two and a half and a red flag.
Yep.
Motherfucker was in Jaws 3.
Oh, I can't... The Jaws 3 part blows my mind because that's like...
I think in one take, Dennis Quaid stepped on my foot.
Really?
Had to reshoot that scene.
Holy shit, man.
Yep.
And now he's doing insurance commercials.
Yeah.
Yep.
But still.
That's wild. So that's crazy. That's something wonderful because you can now... Like, just be like, hey, fun party fact. I was in Jaws 3. Like,
yeah. Bro, that's a pickup line.
That is a pickup line.
That's how I got Wesley. That and talking about my credit scores.
He's in Jaws 3.
He was in Jaws 3. Bro, if I was that wingman, since I just have that natural glow, I guess, of wingmaniness, Jaws 3.
Jaws 3.
That's what I would tell all the boys. All the boys, I'd be like.
And then you transition to, this guy worked with the original Marsha Brady. Like, ow, my nose.
Yeah. That's what seals the deal there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So, filmed in Cambridge.
I was such a great wingman, I had no idea. I was looking other people up.
I used to wingman for my buddy where I would kind of embarrass him by saying that he was a doctor.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's a rough situation.
But he wasn't a doctor.
That's what I mean. It's like, a rough situation.
But it was like I really hammed it up. So, like, you know, just to kind of play the room to see who would buy it. And I'm like, this guy's a doctor. And then I'm like, but he saved lives. He's had his hands in the chest of another man. Like, it would escalate. You know what I mean? And that was part of the bit.
That could backfire. Yeah. I'm just sitting here going.
The guy's like, I'm really a doctor. What school were you at? I'm like, it did. I, you know what? If I think back, though, it actually did work for him a few times.
So our friend Josh.
Yep.
In a said time of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Always tried the, hey, have you met my friend blank?
Oh.
And then would walk away.
Yeah.
Never worked for him. Never worked for him.
Have you met my friend Ted?
But yeah. You know what, though? So this is a second reference tonight of How I Met Your Mother and tactics.
Oh, I can...
One worked and one didn't. Wow.
The bro code.
Pretty impressive.
Come on, I'm a horny gay guy. A guy walking out of my bathroom buck naked.
That's your cue, Brian.
So there was so many... Like, do you know how in How I Met Your Mother they have all the theories?
Yeah.
There's at least three different theories that were named after me. Just because of all the situations that had happened.
Yeah.
One of is the red light theory.
Which one? You gotta refresh my memory.
This one has nothing to do with women or anybody. But anytime I was,
it was from the show though.
No,
oh, okay.
We just
this
came
is
up
his
with
own
it.
Like personal
yeah.
theory.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
we
okay,
just
okay,
came
okay,
up with
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But anytime someone was in the car with me and we were going somewhere, we'd hit every single red light, even if we were the only people on the road. No matter what time of day it was, Red Light Jones.
Oh, man.
The worst.
That's tough.
Then the leprechaun theory is the one where I hooked up everybody else but myself.
Oh, that's... Oh,
that's the wingman one. The good luck Chuck one, yeah, yep. Yeah.
Well, why you call it the leprechaun theory?
Because I was small and Irish? I don't know. That's,
oh, or you just brought luck to everybody?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Okay, yeah.
That's what everyone labeled it, was the leprechaun theory.
Okay.
Just because if you were in a vicinity with me and we went out somewhere,
yeah,
whoever it was would get the girl. I got nothing.
You're a good wingman. That's why, man.
Yep.
So, yeah. Then there was another one, but I don't remember what that one was.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Leprechaun theory definitely stuck out because it happens so often.
But, again, you're in the shepherd's pie now, so you're good.
Yep. I am good. Shit's fucking delicious.
Shit's fucking delicious.
Bet it is.
That's a quote.
I'm going to have some when I get home.
So, yeah, man.
I'm going to have some tears.
Hopefully they're sweet and not salty.
Little less bitter tonight.
Yeah.
Little less.
Ooh, that's nice tears today.
Yeah.
Those are good tears.
I'm gonna
tears.
Have tears and watch the second half of Dynamite, and that's gonna be my cheer.
Dynamite.
That's a good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. That was a good opening match last night, though.
Oh, so good.
Motherfucking Trent jumping off the fucking thing was so gimmick. Awesome. So awesome.
Oh, all my heartstrings go out to that.
Yeah. So what else do we have on the list?
I'm kind of...
Wedding stories? What the hell does that mean?
I have so many
wedding stories. Question mark.
Google sheet share.
No, that's one I wanted to do.
No.
That's definitely one I wanted to do.
I knew it was
going to
come back to that one.
What's that? Is that something I don't have context on?
No, you
this
have...
This is fresh as of today,
yes.
My friend.
What the fuck?
Fresh as a baby's bottom.
So I wanted to do this one just because of all the scenario that was going on. But my man over here has a Google sheet of somebody who has shared with him. So anytime it gets updated, he sees it.
I get an alert on my Gmail saying this document has been updated.
What kind of document is
it's,
it?
It's a...
like a blog.
In case anything ever happens to me, email.
Yeah.
What?
I'll give
what type
you,
of gun under the floorboard scenario are you wrapped
shit.
Up in here right
and,
now?
I'll give you one guess of who it is.
Oh, I know who it is. He's
I'm
giving
you the
guess.
No, I'm giving you the guess.
I'm on the fucking edge of my seat.
I'm giving
who
you
the
fuck guess.
Is it?
I'm giving you the guess.
X of the.
What?
Yep.
So, to give context, this started back in May. I got the first document back in May, and it was shared with me and one of his other exes that's led a pretty productive life after he dumped, after he got out of that relationship.
Okay.
There's a whole lot. I'll probably have to change names. I don't think anybody from New Hampshire is fucking listening to this, but if you are,
never
hey,
know.
Thank you, New Hampshire. yeah, there. He's been in a situation where he's been supporting his ex-fiance, which, by the way, I was invited to the wedding. I still have the invitation. Never happened, sure. But it was supposed to happen like 2015, 2016. Still supporting the ex who was right after me and a Grindr hookup. He was supporting two. Like, he has his house, he owns a house, and was kind of using it as an ex-boyfriend brothel. Okay. Yeah.
Boyfriend brothel.
Brothel. Because it's broful. Plus plenty of animals that live in that house because he can't care for human beings, so he cares for animals.
Yeah. I know the type.
So I don't, yeah, 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 you do. Holy shit.
Aruga,
and hopefully
Aruga.
What I have here is a cautionary tale.
Oh, yeah.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I don't have the original document from May, but he kind of was talking about like these personal.
Oh, you even printed it?
Oh, yeah, I've got today's.
Oh, fucking shit. What is, like, what type of spy shit is going down? What the fuck? Oh my god, what is this? Dude, you need to tell me.
I don't know how much I should read or if I should give you some of the, just the highlights.
Maybe
but
Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes. I'll give you the clip because he did put, he numbered them.
Well, yeah. I see. It's, it looks like a very formal document. It could yep. be something you received from, like, possibly from the government if it didn't have, like, your standard, like, Google Excel.
He's thorough because he's an English teacher.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, there's that.
The original document that
is
I got
paranoid?
Back in May. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of his. That's so, right in here. Paranoid, panic attacks, like, all
so
anxiety.
So I walk to the left of that guy. Let me tell you mm-hmm. what. Like, I kind of, I understand that. I try not to to fall down that rabbit hole, but I understand it and I get it.
It's his own personal conspiracy theories because these things are going on around him all the time. Apparently.
This is a whole fucking episode. I don't know if we should crack this can right now.
So the first document to kind of paraphrase and Cliff Notes the original one was something about this guy, this grinder hookup, we'll call him Greg, who's been living in the house, having conversations seemingly to himself or staring at walls and smiling like this. There were some really fucked up things with this guy, who, by the way, was still living in the house by the time that he sent me this document.
Pause. Are drugs involved?
Oh, God, yeah.
How hard are these drugs?
Rhymes with Seth.
Oh. Oh, dude, no wonder. Holy yeah. fuck balls.
Yeah. When I was still living in New Hampshire and the ex, who I was becoming friendly with, had the apartment. It was a fucked up situation. Yeah, he did Seth right in front of me. And I met the...
and, that just sounds funny, just because of how you...
I met the
things.
Seth dealer. Coming up from Salem. Like, hey, this is so-and-so. Oh, he's selling me my meth. Okay.
You're like, all right. What?
By golly, gee, yeah. Lookers.
So today I got an updated version. Holy shit.
Give me like the greatest hits, starting from the bottom.
The tagline, or the headline on this. Again, I'll change some names. Why I'm afraid of Curtis potentially being in cahoots with Greg. So his ex-fiance is Curtis, the grinder hookup is Greg. Greg showed up one night out of nowhere and pretty much never left until he vanished on January 27th into thin air, after appearing out of thin air. So he shows up, vanished. By the way, January 27th, my birthday. He did not go to visit me on my birthday. I'm going to make that clear.
Whoa.
But so this guy shows up, vanishes after an amount of time. Greg was always talking what appeared to be the ceilings and walls.
What?
One of the first things Curtis mentions when coming back into my life just days after Greg disappeared were details from a story out of Tewksbury in the late 1980s when a teenage boy lived in the walls of some home of a mother and daughter only to pop up and kill them one day, knowing that I had seen Greg in the house after he abruptly left weeks later and that I was afraid of how he got in. If he was still... Sorry, this is where it gets kind of convoluted. If he was still here, etc., and the story wasn't to comfort me, it was you've got to see this video, so creepy kind of deals.
What?
The fact that Curtis reappeared almost the second Greg vanished. Kind of weird. The fact that I mentioned hearing what I thought was Curtis's voice long after Curtis was supposed to be gone, as did my mother, and the mother lives in the house too. Whenever I would do something like put Curtis's clothes into tote, unsettling things would happen around the house. Now, this is where bad journalism happens because he did not share any... I would have loved some sub-bullet points on what some of these creepy things were. As I type this list, Curtis is upstairs and my Wi-Fi TV immediately went on the fritz, constantly resetting. I don't know what that has to do, but... After that happened, Curtis wanted access to the modem for this house, saying he wanted to change the password. I mean, above anything, that's a red flag. Above all of this creepy shit that's going on, a red flag. But I could change it, and there is much more one could do while in that part of the system. God damn it, yeah.
What the fuck? Did he just hand it over?
No, he didn't. I don't. From what I'm reading, he didn't.
This is like the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
The fact that there seemed to be someone else in the house besides me, Greg, and Mom, yet the dogs weren't going crazy like they would have if there had been someone else here whom they didn't already know. Good use of whom.
Oh, fuck.
Greg and Curtis sharing a hotel room. Now, these are two people who apparently should not have met or were strangers. They're just two guys who fucked my ex-boyfriend.
Guys, if I ever get this paranoid and crazy, shoot me.
Yeah.
Shoot me. Put me down, please.
Greg and Curtis sharing a hotel room.
I'm supposed to piss, but this is so good to leave.
I know, right?
Sharing a hotel room that supposedly didn't even have each other's numbers. This was after Greg left here and before Curtis came back in. So I guess there was that few day period where my ex wasn't getting fucked by either of these guys. The fact that I saw Greg's phone number in Curtis's phone before they were ever together in the hotel, a fact Curtis explained away by saying that a mutual friend of theirs used his phone to contact Greg. What? The fact that Greg specifically asked me about my fears and then made them all occur one by one. That one gets me.
Well, like, what type of fucking saw scenario did he go through that each one of his fears popped up one by one?
And tell me your fears. Oh, it's bees? Well, why don't you take a walk outside with me for a second?
Jesus.
Yeah, let's go find a beehive. I give you props, though, before you go any further.
Yeah.
That reading that and replacing the names just willy-nilly. My man. Because I would have forgot who I've used, and I would have changed their name every time.
I would have blurred out the real names.
Well, truth be told, I'm only changing the last few letters. The first letters are the same, so.
Okay. Well, either way.
So names are slightly changed to protect the
innocent. Slightly changed, Although I'm reading verbatim, so. Kevin, my ex. We'll just go with Kevin. If he listens to this, we'll know that I'm using this. And I'm sorry, Kevin. The fact that Curtis
knew, you're not.
The fact that Curtis knows things about me, like my anxiety with panic disorder, and seems to purposefully upset me and get my anxiety spiking. For example, he knows that I hate when he is driving and on his cell phone, and yet the entire trip and much of the trip back, he drove and searched the internet and sent messages, or that I hate objects around the pool pump that could damage it, and yet there were items all over. There's something else that I need to... There's
Boy,
a lot
lost
more of this stuff.
Goddamn mind.
Here's... God, this one's...
I was going to pee, but I'll wait.
Let me give you this one, and then you can pee about how paranoid my ex is with these two people. In conducting research, I discovered that many of the symptoms I have experienced are symptoms of consuming brake fluid. And I discovered brake fluid, the bottle, on the kitchen counter, and then when I placed it on the shelf by the back door, I noticed in the next day, shoved into the bottom of a plastic bin under a plastic painter's tarp, as if someone were trying to hide it quickly, and then I noticed that the water I was drinking smelled very much like brake fluid.
Like they're trying to poison them?
Yep.
What the fuck?
This is a think-pissing scenario.
Yeah, we can hold off for the next stuff.
We'll resume.
Yeah.
That's wild. Holy shit. I can't believe you're looped into this document.
I'm assuming it's me and the other ex that he's still friends with. Like, Cheryl, I know I'm kind of messed up and I've got my depression and all that and the ADHD, but let me read you this story.
I'm kind of glad you saved it just because it makes for great podcasts.
Yeah.
Like all my shitty scenarios
earlier.
It does
make for some good podcasts.
It's like all my bad scenarios. Oh, I could speak. Scenarios from earlier.
Now, reminder that these are apparently two guys that should not know each other, the two guys that he was hooking up with. So, this next one gets a little weird.
Wait, there's more?
There's more.
There's more.
But wait. I always found writing that Greg had supposedly done that was written in such a way that it looked more like the handwriting of two distinct people, and one of the two looked just like the way Curtis writes. I found odd notes in the ceiling tiles in the finished basement that appeared to be love notes.
Greg and I writes on ceiling tiles?
Greg and I rarely spent time together the entire time we were, quote-unquote, were together, and he lived with me, yet he never really seemed to be alone. He was always looking out doorways and in the house or through the skylight on the room. God. Okay, so he's an English teacher who loves run-on sentences. He's always looking outdoors in the house or through the skylight on the room or out the window smiling, yet unable to say what was making him smile.
Like true psychopath type
shit.
Yeah,
we're going to wipe that one off the board because the next section of this, those were the bullet points. The next section after this is just a huge paragraph about what both of them have done to him. Oh, let me see. Let me see if I can find one big section that kind of got me. It's worth looking into should anything happen to me. I also wouldn't be surprised if they had others involved, as I had weird videos on my phone that disappeared just as mysteriously as they appeared, one in which I was essentially unconscious and being passed around from person to person, none of whom I recognized. The fuck?
What?
Fuck is that?
It sounds like your ex may have been through like a sexual crime, maybe?
I'm thinking so.
Somebody was raped.
Fuck.
Raped in a bottle.
He reiterates the whole thing about break fluid and how he's always been supportive of these people and what they do back to him. But that God, I wanted to end on that one.
That's a good one to end on.
I was essentially unconscious and being passed around from person to person, none of whom I recognized. And the fact that it was a video on his phone that magically appeared and disappeared.
That's just nuts, man.
That's fucked up. Can you imagine somebody fucking with you in your life that bad? No. That's some, like, movie-type shit.
This is what I was willing to go back to.
No, that's why you don't go back.
Oh, and that's why you don't go backwards, right?
I know a lot of it don't go back. A lot of it is his own thoughts and stuff, but when I saw this and I saw Brian at work today, I was like, I may need to have this on the podcast. Yes.
And I was like, yes, you do.
Just as an example.
Yes, you do.
Like a don't go down this path kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and then
because I'm very susceptible to paranoia. So
and that sparked my idea.
Like I said, I'm adjacent to that guy.
Yeah. It sparked my thing.
I was with him for 4 years.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Man. I think my max has been 2.
Holy shit!
Overall, max has been 2.
Yeah.
This last one's my max.
But his gimmick sparked my thing of like me writing the poem type of thing. And I was like, man, don't do this.
Yeah. This is the proverbial poem.
Actually, speaking of.
Hack 'em.
For the lady there, our anniversary come around the corner.
Oh, yeah. It's coming right up, right?
Oh, nice.
That was last. Technically, last.
Oh, right past?
Week.
Yeah, January.
No, last month.
Been, January would have been.
Last month.
January would have been 4 years.
The 4th anniversary. When we said, I love you to each other is coming up. And we picked a really weird day to do that.
Oh, yeah?
September 11th.
Ooh.
Oh, at least it's memorable.
You know, my anniversary
won't forget that one.
Is her birthday.
It's the
You are a nice birthday present.
It's the first anniversary of me going home and crying my eyes out.
So
this is like the zero anniversary.
The zero.
What do you get for a zero anniversary?
Yeah.
Tissues.
Tissues. Oh, so
and dry eyes. So,
I'm not lying, and this can stay in the podcast. That I may or may not have sent a photo of a text that was a pile of tissues.
Cried in or something else.
Well, I mean, given the circumstances, you decide.
Do you have dry eyes?
Yeah, the next one, they should all be crusty.
Yeah. I guess you have to look for the crumple patterns there. If you really
deep dive into that one.
Yeah. Because you could tell the difference in the crumple pattern of a quick, jack off to like a sobbing, blowing nose and
boogers.
Yeah,
boogers and shit.
But for the 1 year gimmick, I had written a song for the ladies.
I thought you were done with that.
Oh, you're going back around.
I'm going back. But I did it. I did it.
You're like Jack from Lost.
Because I always talk about it.
We gotta go back to the island.
We gotta go back, Kate. Yeah. We gotta go back.
But like I always talked about, you know, just being a super romantic type of thing.
And I feel
how does she feel about that, though?
Well, I think she loved it.
I was gonna say, I feel like you're with somebody who will appreciate it this time and not ghost you.
Yeah.
She was all like, let's get road snacks to go to a fucking AEW show. Yeah, man.
She brought me pizza after Terrificon, bro.
Dude, like, that keeper. Is a keeper, man.
So, the funny thing is, we joke about 51st Dates being our movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Just because when I met her, I told her I had already met her 75 times before.
Yeah.
So we just joke about 51st Dates kind of being like our movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of the scenario.
There you go.
So me being me, I wrote that into the song. And I used the Adam Sandler song that he does in Wedding Singer.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
So you used that tune but wrote your own lyrics to
it? Yeah. I'll send it to you boys.
Look at you romantic. You should upload it and put it a link in the podcast so everybody can listen to it.
So romantic.
I'll send it to you boys.
The first movie I saw with her was Rogue One. The last movie we saw together was New Mutants.
First movie I saw with her, actually, we went right after
my memory's so terrible, but I'm sure I saved the stub somewhere because I do that.
Yeah,
I like to say no,
I do too.
I have three envelopes full of stubs. No, I do too. My house.
My brain is gone. I drank a lot of it away.
No, our first date was actually Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, really?
And then we went and saw Lion King the next day.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I actually remember that because I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
You saw the Hobbs and the Shaws.
Yeah, I did. And then we saw the Lion Kings the next day.
The Lion Kings. I remember that.
Yes, sir.
Specifically.
Yes, sir. Was a good
I'm
time.
Terrible with that kind of stuff. I can tell you the animes that we watched. I know that I saw
I couldn't tell you anything after that, but I just know that was like the scenario.
I think our first one was probably a Marvel movie in the theaters.
Because I went to Emily's gimmick thing. And from there, I left and went to watch Lion King.
There's one thing I have to say is that I love going to the movies, and I was going like
I do too.
Every week forever. Me too.
How late are we staying? Because if we're staying even later, may or may not crack open another beer.
Where are we at? Oh, not that late.
How are we looking?
I've got nothing.
I have nothing, so this is on you.
I have to get up in the morning, and I try to avoid that every time.
I have to get up earlier than normal for work. And like I said, I have to go home and cry and watch AEW.
And do a sad jerk.
So if we're going to crack a drink, then I think I need another one. Get that natural there. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're cracking one, I'm cracking one.
We're cracking one. We're going to crack one. And I forget, where did we leave off? I
don't even know.
Well, good, because I got to take a quick piss break.
All right. Sounds good. You take a quick.
And then, hold on. Wait. There.
Oh. That's it. Yeah. Get it. Get it, Johnny C. Get it.
Dive back into said online dating.
I thought about that, and I don't know. I can't right now, I don't think.
I wouldn't say like right now, but down the line.
I don't know.
Makes sense. Don't do it.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever fully had a good, sustainable connection from anything that was online dating.
Yeah, one attempt at it failed miserably.
Yeah, I don't like Tinder. I don't like OkCupid. Everybody I've met through online platforms have been either fucking batshit crazy or stuck up. Yeah. Or
here's a story for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I shared this one.
Probably not.
So the one time I did dabble in the onlines.
Yeah.
I talked to this one girl for like 8 months, give or take.
Was it a dude?
I don't know.
You never actually met up?
No. It always, for some reason, like, there was the Snapchat conversations.
Yeah.
There was text conversations and phone conversations going on at the same time.
Now, would they cross over or would they be all individualized?
All individualized. Each one had, like, its own conversation. So, like, a text would be something different, but would, like, kind of go with the phone call. But the Snapchat was like a whole different conversation versus what the phone call or text would be. And it was probably a good hour, 15 minutes from where I live, give or take.
Right. Now, so you spoke to somebody, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely yeah, a person.
Like I was going to say, you might be walking into a catfish situation.
No. It was definitely
like
a person.
Like a three-person catfish.
Definitely a female.
So I had a little bit of that, too.
But the good thing was like...
But I was getting voice recordings, so oh, I was like, no. Oh, okay. Like,
no, see, the good thing with like the Snapchat is like you kind of physically have to send the person whatever the answer via whatever. But it was always like photos. It wasn't like the text.
Right.
So it was the photos. But anytime I'd like drive down to that area, me and my buddy would go down there.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, go down there. And always try to like plan something around us going down or just randomly showing up kind of thing. Just never really happened.
She ghosted. Is it because you had a buddy with you?
I have no idea.
I've made that mistake before. Girl wanted to meet up and I had a buddy tag along because I didn't know like how... Like,
yeah,
again,
yeah, yeah.
People flirt with me. I have no idea. But like, I don't pick up on it. So I'm like, I'm hanging out with my buddy. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this chick wants to hang out. You want to go?
Yeah, yeah.
So and I'm like...
I call her and be like, hey, me and my friend are going down there. If you want to come up with a friend, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, meet up, I'll get to meet you type of thing. Bro,
right.
8 months nonstop. And then just out of the blue, never heard from her again.
My opinion, and this may stem from the gay community more so than the straight community, my opinion would be you were not the only iron in the fire despite the length of time that you were talking.
No, I would agree to that.
Yeah.
Because just of the situation of never hearing again.
Yeah.
It's like...
People go on those dating apps to cast a wide net.
Yeah.
So have I talked about the Pokemon before?
No.
The 30 Rock thing?
No.
So remember that 30 Rock episode where...
Oh, yeah. I know the Pokemon reference.
The reference, yeah. Right? From 30 Rock.
Yeah.
So do you want to care to explain contextually what that was? Do you remember?
In an episode, Jack, it's discovered that he's dating more than one woman because he's great escaping them. He basically, if you took the movie The Great Escape with Steve McQueen, James Gardner, all these great actors, together they are the one perfect team. So that's what he was doing, was he was dating all these women. There was the socialite, there was the athletic one, there was the sex slave, and he runs into one of the women that he's dating that was part of this, and she says she's doing the same thing, but in her generation, it's Pokemoning. She's dating all these guys because you have to catch them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I actively believe that that's a real thing.
I was definitely a Pokemon.
And some people, and I think it's mainly women, but that's misogynist for me to say. They Pokemon because they got to catch them all. A woman will have, a very eligible woman will have the guy for the scenario. This is the guy that will bring me ice cream on the couch. This is the guy that I can invite over and he'll fucking put me through the wall.
The sex idiot.
Yeah.
I do love her sex idiot was Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, I was definitely the talk.
You were the shoulder to cry on.
Shoulder to cry on guy. Yeah.
Jack turns out was the daddy type because he was over 50 with the salt and pepper.
So whenever I felt like I was getting Pokemon'd in a scenario, I would think back to what Liz tells Jack in that episode. Man, that fucking show just throws down life lessons.
I'm on my 14th viewing.
There you go. Yeah, you know.
I'm on like 0.10.
Got it.
Of 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to run through.
Which, by the way, is more than my stock is worth at the moment.
Ta-da! We need a sound drop for Gaxi.
There we go. Gaxi.
For whenever that happens to come up. You know what? When we're convening again in, like, November,
yep,
and we're all really happy, we'll see about it then.
Gaxi.
I award you no points.
That's what the price is right now.
Yeah, we need some cha-ching noises.
No points.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. If somebody is that eligible, that
now that you say that,
they may have their options.
Then I'm thinking about it. I definitely was Pokemon.
So Liz tells Jack, she goes, you know, if you were the only guy for this, all these different things that she needs, you'd find yourself hang gliding, or he said something
Jenna.
Like
that. It was Jenna who gave him that because she was always the sex idiot in relationships.
Right, yeah. Right. So, and she goes, do you really want to go hang gliding? He goes, no, that sounds awful.
That sounds terrible.
And then he's like,
you can eat soup in bed and say mildly racist things.
Yes.
Yeah.
God and damn. It's just like, and that's kind of like what settles it. It's like, you know what? Like, you're right.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, you can be comfortable in your
You nestle. Are right.
As long but, as you don't mind
exactly.
Being you're a piece, not
polyamorous
a
relationship.
God damn right. it.
That's a whole different podcast it's episode.
It's reserving yourself to be a piece, not a person, right?
Yep.
And Jesus. That's part of it.
Polyamory. Who's in for it?
God damn it.
Now,
it. I was
that question was floated by me once. I'm not going to say when or from who, but that question was fucking floated by me
Run
once.
That question by me again?
The ex of the just texted me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shit's popping off.
I hate that guy.
And apparently my nickname is Dr. Key, like Whoa. Who in Spanish, because he knows how much I love Dr. Who.
So that's Doctor me, Who wait. In Spanish is Doctor Key?
Well, I'm you sure mean, Doctor would be something different,
oh, like
but
Key. Oh, fucking key. Shit. Like Key, like key? Oh, my bad.
Is it Key?
I was thinking
no.
like
Q U I is you're right. It's
no.
isn't Key is Y, isn't
no,
it?
No, yeah. K is what? Kien is who?
He is not
Doctor Kien.
He is not a smart English teacher.
What's doctor in Spanish?
El doctor.
No, I think
El medical professional.
I don't know what it is, but it's not doctor.
Okay, Bixby, what's doctor
I mean,
in Spanish?
In fairness, I did text him to find out what the fuck is going on. Sorry.
But Kien is who?
Yeah.
Medico.
Medico.
Medico, yeah.
Medico Kien.
Medico Kien.
I had texted him just to see, like, or, seriously, what the
actually,
fuck?
It would be Kien Medico.
What is Doctor Who in Spanish?
Medico K.
How do you spell K?
Q-U-E.
He's doing it Q-U-I.
What a dumbass.
Which would be cool.
Again, he's like an queen. English teacher. An he's not a Spanish teacher.
Oh, you know, since the last time we spoke, I was called out, or we may have spoken this before. Outlier? Did we have this conversation yet?
Nope.
So I'd say outlier.
Outlier?
You get the hell out of here. You get out of here right now with that dirty mouth.
Actually, this is one of the topics that I had, so I'm glad you brought it up. It was words that certain people say a different way than you.
Yeah.
Bagel.
This is a topic that
you
I
don't
had.
Say that, do you?
Bagel. No, no, it's community.
I know somebody who does say that, though.
Bagel. It is bagel.
It is, yeah. To me, it bagel. Is bagel. But there is one word that I say that other people don't, and they hate me for it.
What's that?
Library.
Library. Library.
You get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I say library.
Yeah.
So library.
That'll be one thing that my past relationship will appreciate is that I would always replace my B's and my V's.
You have a nice vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Growing up where I grew up, that happened all the time.
Yeah. And she hated that.
The so B's I'm and sure V's were replaced.
Be glad to put
I can't
that in
speak
past.
Anyway, so I can't judge anybody.
here's another word for you then.
But I do a joke.
I can barely get Mass Mouse fans out of my fucking mouth.
MassMouseFans.com.
See, this is one word.
I'm in too deep to be able to start giving plugs like that.
That
Mass Mouse fans.
This is literally how I say the word. Chris is probably going to throw things at me. Pamphlet.
No, you don't.
Pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
Are you going to beat him up in the parking lot?
No, no. As long as everyone stays away from irregardless, despite the fact that apparently it just made it into the fucking Oxford Dictionary.
No way.
Yeah.
They finally let that bullshit in?
Is jabroni.
Irregardless.
What does irregardless even mean?
Is jabroni in there?
Regardless is already the word.
Right. So what the fuck does irregardless mean?
Jabroni should be in there.
Jabroni.
I saw a headline that I should have clicked on, but I didn't. That one of The Rock's sayings from when he was doing the wrestling made it into the dictionary.
Which was?
I don't know. I didn't click on the link.
Can you smell what I'm cooking?
So it was one of his made-up words?
So it's probably one of his made-up words. I wonder if it's jabroni.
I mean,
probably.
The moment they started letting things like dope into the dictionary.
Dope is in the dictionary?
Dope.
Yep. D apostrophe O-H is in the dictionary.
D apostrophe.
Yo. Homer's.
Dope. Oh, dope. Dope. I thought you meant like dope, like is in the expression. Like, that's dope.
No, well, dope was a word a long time ago.
Context to that, right?
We wouldn't have dopey without dope.
That's true.
You don't have a lot of things without dope.
True story.
That's true. So many good albums.
Exactly. No, I say pamphlet.
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 Okay.
I say the pamphlet. I knew a kid that said bagel, and it drives me up a wall.
All right, do you say salmon or salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Okay.
If anybody pronounces the L in salmon, they deserve an uppercut.
What else is
there? Hey, while I'm on this beef right now, people who reply with just a K or a thumbs up should have a bad day.
It depends on the scenario.
No.
True story.
I allow some
people in my life to do that. Yeah. My sister, who's one of my closest friends, which is weird to say. But
so I don't approve the K.
I don't approve the K.
But depending on the question and the scenario and depending on where that person is at said time, like if you're at work and you give me a thumbs up type of thing, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But if I know you're not doing anything and it replies an actual answer, like I need an answer for this question and all you give me is a thumbs up, you suck.
Yes. I would have to agree.
Yeah.
So I think I've done it, I'm a criminal of it in the past, but I've come to take the stance that if you send a thumbs up, you send a K, you're a terrible person. Should have a bad day.
Yep.
Yeah, I do not send the K's. No,
yeah.
No K's.
I will accept okie dokie because that means you put some thought into it.
I definitely say okie dokie. I'm not going to lie. I say it a lot, too.
I like the okie dokies.
Like, okie dokie, hokey pokey.
I don't go that far.
You don't Flanders it. Jump it.
I love it.
I just go,
Leo, neighbor.
Okie dokie. I don't go anywhere.
Sometimes I'll go okie dokie smoky, but it depends on who I'm talking to.
I get awesome possum a lot.
I love
a good awesome possum.
Which I don't mind because who sends it to me is just sexy as hell. So, yeah, he's allowed to use awesome possum.
See different scenarios.
Yep. I sleep with that, so I will accept awesome possum because he accepts who I am for what I am.
Exactly. I send my girlfriend the gimmick on the emoji, how it's the rock fist, but I use it as the too sweet, and I send it to her all the time, and she hates it.
She hates it
because she calls it the llama.
The llama. She said the llama. That's funny. I like that.
I always use it as the too sweet, and she's like, "Don't you llama me?" I do it all the time.
That's funny.
She hates it.
For a while, when Force Awakens came out, my girlfriend at the time, I would torture her with a Kylo
Ren. My arm is making so much noise. I'm sorry.
I would torture her with a Kylo Ren emoji.
Oh.
And I don't know why. She hated it. I don't know.
Do you ever torture your girlfriends with the Empire Strikes Back? I know.
A little bit.
I love you. I know.
Yeah. Give her the I know.
I send the GIFs of the too sweet.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one.
GIFs.
Or
GIFs.
Because I'm totally on team GIF.
I'm pretty sure it's GIF.
It's GIF.
I'm pretty sure you're a liar. I'm pretty sure you're a liar and a fat mouth.
You shut your
whore mouth over there, Brian.
I'm pretty sure the guy who invented it said it the wrong GIF. Way. But too bad peanut butter already fucking called dibs, so sorry. You GIF. Can't say that. It's GIF.
I'm calling it GIF just to be different.
Jif is peanut butter.
But just like it goes in my an entire sandwich. Film series is based off a word that was mispronounced, which is 1.21 gigawatts, not gigawatts.
Hey, it's
but
whatever.
Nobody seemed to catch it when Doc Brown said it. 1.21 gigawatts.
I like a gigawatt.
We all grew up with gigawatt, but apparently it is gigawatt.
Well, maybe they were working in a realm of science fiction.
They were also working in a realm where apparently Eric Stoltz was going to be Marty McFly. Oh,
man.
I heard that rumor.
It's out there.
I'd love to see that.
That's what I'm saying. He worked for 6 weeks. There's actually,
and then they switched it. Yeah. It was on a certain podcast that I listened to.
Michael J. Fox was always their top choice, but they went with
Why did they do Eric that? Stoltz. Was there ever like
there was from what I heard on this?
Was it said, a contract holdout?
No, from what I heard on the said podcast, he did not click with said people.
Yeah, he was very method, and he was too serious as Marty.
And the director was not a fan of him.
Zemeckis.
yeah, being so serious with the role, he wanted more of like the...
Yeah, because they also helped write the movie, so yeah. He knew what he was looking for.
Yeah, he knew the tone he was looking for.
Did you know the original Jennifer was Jan from The Office, Melora Hardin?
No, I did not know that.
Yep.
Say what?
Yeah, she auditioned, and I think she was cast with Eric Stoltz.
Holy fuck, I never knew that fun fact.
Yep, yeah. And then the second Jennifer that they cast, obviously great in the film, but couldn't make it for the other two. That kind of sucks.
So actually, I learned a fun Office.
Sorry, fuck. We just went on a way tangent there.
Welcome, that's what we do. Welcome to Battle Wounds.
For some reason, it transfers over to my podcast, too. I don't understand it.
It's infectious. It's very viral. It's like COVID.
You were listening to a podcast.
You have a good time.
I was just saying, I heard of Office fun fact. The guy who played David Wallace in the show, he was actually an investment broker or something.
I heard
you heard this story.
Do you listen to The Office Ladies?
No.
Oh, nope. That's where I heard it.
Oh, okay. So yep. I heard this secondhand from a person who probably heard it from that show.
Yeah.
And was mentioning that there's an episode where they acquire the Michael Scott paper company, and they're in the scene. They Michael Scott keeps asking to have the room, and he keeps making him leave. In actuality, every time he's leaving, because he was still an investment broker at the time, he was taking calls from people who were freaking out during the stock market crash.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So, like, if you watch that episode and you look at the tension in his face, all that was going down while they were filming that.
Use it. Use right? that. Yeah.
It was so fucking, that's so bizarre.
Goddamn.
Yep. It's the same reason. Not the same reason. The same thing I had heard, too, was that they put Kelly, Ryan, and Toby in the annex in the back. They were three writers, so they got to write while they were in the back there.
Oh, shit. So they were actually doing work.
They were doing work.
They were working while they were working. Man, do they get two double paychecks for that?
I would assume so.
You'd have to think so, right? So,
yeah.
Let's get into that. Let's do TV production. I don't think podcast is dead. Let's go to TV.
Yeah.
Right?
For real.
Well, seriously.
Well, I was just going to say, I've noticed.
I'm kidding. Keep listening. Please keep listening. This is our bread and butter.
I've noticed a TV trick that's been used a bunch is that if they ever want to, like, give an actor more to do, they'll do, like, a, like, alternate reality thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been watching A Man in the High Castle, and all of a sudden, they, like, introduce an alternate universe and, like, all these actors now have second roles. And it's like, are they getting second paychecks or are they just working harder for the same amount of money?
Well, the trend for a while was let's do a musical episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Scrubs had a musical episode.
Everybody had
Buffy
a musical.
Had a musical episode.
Psych had a musical episode.
Buffy Cop Rock was just a musical.
You know what's fucked up about Cop Rock is that the drama portions of the show were so goddamn good. And then all of a sudden it would just break out in a song. You're like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Can't say I watched it.
Oh.
Very short-lived series.
On the Plex.
Ooh, why do you love me some Plex?
On the Plex. So you really have to be prepared to be like, what the fuck? Why are people singing?
I do love the Plex.
Mm.
And since I don't have another DJ gig for a week or two, I might be hitting up that Plex over the weekend.
Hit up that Plex, man. I'm going to try to stock it. Plus, I'm going to try to get the AEW special on there. So that way
I think we should just watch it live and drink beer, but that's my opinion.
I might be with you there. I'll have to see what timeline-wise, how things are. But
even if we don't watch it live, we can watch it Sunday.
That's true. Wait, it's on Saturday, right?
Saturday night.
Fuck. Actually, Sunday I'm going to Connecticut. Bonfire.
Ooh.
We'll have to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, so wedding stories, what's that all about?
I have a lot of wedding stories. I could just...
He's a DJ. Of course he would have wedding stories.
I know, but I wasn't sure if there's one specific or if we were just throwing wedding stories up there.
It was just a random topic in case we came across it.
Is there anything off the top of your head for wedding stories that you'd have to share?
No, just the random... Or when I was texting you guys the other Saturday, Sunday, whatever day it was. And Chris is like, haha, the groom's going to be gay. And I was like... Oh, he is a twin brother, and he's gay.
Oh, total twincest. Total twincest. Again, do not check my history.
I have a pretty awful wedding story.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm listening.
Which actually probably is like incest adjacent.
No.
Is so, it step?
No. Like,
is it step or half?
I couldn't even tell you what level of...
No, you're a guest to this wedding.
I was a guest to the wedding. I don't know... Let me start at the beginning.
Yes. Please do.
Guest to the wedding, my cousin getting married. You know, the whole toss on the bouquet, toss on the garter thing.
Okay, so pulling back the curtain, that doesn't happen anymore. I've done it in the 4 or 5 years that I've done all the weddings now.
Okay.
I've done it maybe 3 times.
Really?
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
So I don't know why I even was out there. I think I was dragged out there.
Just don't catch it.
Well, no, that was the problem, is that I caught it. Oh. It went right to me.
You done coof, son.
And then, so it went right to me, and then the bride did the bouquet.
Yep, yep.
And it went to this other girl, and it's like, oh, she's sweet.
Was she party?
She was all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I did the thing, and I was like, oh, that was fun, whatever, good meeting you, blah, blah, blah. Not until I get back to the table do I find out that I was related to her. That was my cousin.
All right, so...
A far cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Community episode.
But a cousin, yeah, yeah.
It was a community episode.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much, Got it.
I've done a couple weddings, and the ones that did do...
That's a 30 Rock episode, too, actually.
That's right,
The garter and bouquet toss. They wanted to do it to make it awkward for whoever caught said thing.
Yeah.
And one of the times that I did do it, the person who caught it was a direct cousin, not like a...
Oh...
Removed, like they knew they were cousins.
Oh, and they still went for it?
They did not. He ended up trading it away. He gave it to whoever her date was.
Oh, fucking.
So he did it.
Kissing cousins. Did I tell the story about?
Oh. No, we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
We're coming back to this. So.
You're like, I was 11 years old and we were smacking dicks. Yeah,
we're coming back to this. We're coming back to this.
This is when we were older, but oh my.
Oh, we're coming back. So being the DJ, when they do the garden bouquet, I always push like the Pony Song by Genuine.
Oh, yeah.
As the song where whoever catches the bouquet gets the garter put on by whoever catches the garter. So I always push the pony just to make it super awkward. Because if they're doing it, then they want that awkward situation.
Right.
And that song is just a stripper effect.
Yeah, straight up.
So... When the dude caught the bouquet, I was like, oh, okay, who caught the bouquet? And the guy's like, ah, I did. And he comes up to the thing. I was like, all right, now who caught, like, the garter or whatever it was? And the other person comes up, and I was like, all right, no, this is where you sit. You stand right here. And then I look at the dude, and I was like, so do you know this person that caught the bouquet? And he's like, yeah. That's my cousin. I was like, well, this is going to be awkward. And I hit the play button for the song, and the song comes on. The dude just walks and hands it to whoever the girl's date was, and he comes on and puts the garter on. I was
it. See, the worst part about it is they made me go through it. Like, yep. Nobody told me. I was like, one of the fuckers.
I always throw that curveball with the pony song just because it's, you know, stripper effect.
Yeah, total.
It makes it funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I enjoy it because, you know, now I get a laugh at the wedding.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you've got a story that you can share.
I have so many stories I can share.
I know you do.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, I need a crisp one saying it. Hold on. I'm cutting this part out.
You have it because it's been recorded.
No, but I want like an actual drop. All right, hold on.
Now he's putting the spot. I'm putting it on the spot.
Go ahead, Chris, say it.
What the hell?
Oh, shit.
That's like fucking like Hank Hill almost. Yeah. Bobby.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
What the hell? What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, what the hell?
Nice.
Like what the hell?
We have all of our own what the hells. That's great.
I need to do Johnny's again, though.
Something's wrong with
that
boy.
What's wrong with mine?
Because yours has a delay. You ready?
Huh? What the hell?
Yours has like a second delay.
But that's good, because if you want to pipe it off after another one,
I'm just going to do this.
What the hell?
What the hell? It works. See, it fits.
We should harmonize. What the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
So one, we have a running joke here at the company I work for that, you know, inevitably we're going to walk in on some Friday, maybe a Monday, who knows, and, you know, we're going to get the pink slip. So what's the next thing? And, you know, we've kind of joked about, you know, food trucks or this and that. This week's was barbershop quartet.
Ooh.
But there's only three of us. That's the joke. And that's the joke.
I'm all about the food truck.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking a food truck. Like,
I'm all about it.
And especially taco in truck. This environment, right?
I'm all about it.
This yep. is perfect because you just drive up. It's outdoor. You grab your food and you go and you stay a safe distance away.
Which like, was episode 3 or 4.
Was it?
Yeah. It was early on.
Early. Did we talk about this already?
Oh, I would yeah, because totally we invest. You wanted to name one Walk This Way.
Yes, that's and, exactly what it was.
And we've I had already a, talked about yeah, this. Yeah, I had a sandwich called Cuckoo Cachoo.
Yes, this was a conversation it we was. Did have. But so this was pre-Chris, though.
It was
yeah.
pre-Chris.
Yeah.
So this was the idea, right?
Before I was born.
Before this was before Chris was born. This is before he became a man. Before he had his bar mitzvah.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. I wanted to start a food truck. That was basically stir fry on the go
mm-hmm.
and call it Walk This Way.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
That is completely so, amazing.
I wanted to yeah. actually license Aerosmith. So that way, whenever we honk the horn, it would play.
Oh, yes. You definitely need that.
And then you get like Aerosmith to like come out and like serve fucking like walk fucking stir fry to people. And, you know, you drive up $5. What do you want? This, this, and this. Here you go.
Perfect.
Exactly. So. This podcast was probably like 3 or 4 weeks before I went to Vegas. It was a good month or two before I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Went to Vegas and then sent this man a picture of the hotel I was staying in. There is a restaurant in said hotel called Walk This Way.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm sorry.
But Aerosmith wasn't involved, though.
No. Yeah.
So there is a place in New York called Walk to Walk. Which is the same concept, kind of, but not like the Aerosmith theme, where it's like you walk in, and it's like the same way you go down the conveyor line for like Subway, is you do it for stir fry. So you're like, okay, I want udon noodles with this, 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 and this. And then they'll just like fry it up right there, right in front of you, throw it into a to-go container, give you a pair of chopsticks, and then you're supposed to eat on the go.
Perfect.
And it's called Walk to Walk. There's only two locations, one in New York, the other in Amsterdam.
Oh, man.
Amsterdam. Yeah. Oh.
And the reason why I was made aware of it was because our corporate office at the time was in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam. So my boss would be like, I go to this place in fucking Amsterdam called Walk to Walk, and it's absolutely delicious, and I go there every time. And then I started going to New York Comic Con,
yeah.
And I got off the bus, walk and I'm walking walk? Down the street. I'm like, "Whoa, fucking Walk to Walk!" And there I took a photo. I goes, "Is that the same thing?" He goes, "That's it."
Yeah.
And then he looked on the website. He goes, "There's only two locations. I've been to one, and you've been to the other."
But nah, I'm all about the food truck. I would definitely my job right now.
So yeah, food truck. I think
I would help you invest in that.
Don't tell me this because.
I'll throw money
I don't have
at
a whole
you.
Lot of money, but
oh my god,
I would help you.
You've seen what my portfolio looks like. I will throw money at you, sir.
I already told you, boys, that
and he's got a serious expression
help,
on his face.
I was going to say, I'd help you cook in the truck. Just do not make me talk to customers. I am not the type of person you like talking to customers.
Cook and talk, so I'm okay with that. But I already told you, boys, my 2 weeks is printed. I like to do is just
all you got to do is sign and date.
All I got to do is that.
Shit, I could really make Walk to Walk happen. That would be funny.
You can make
or not Walk to Walk.
Winters
walk
would
way.
Be a bitch, though.
You can make. No, that's when you switch it up and do like the warmer stuff, like the hot chocolates.
I was thinking
you hit
lately.
The coffees, you hit, especially like the Black Fridays, mm-hmm. you hit all them joints. Woo!
I was thinking an empanada truck would be good.
I love me some empanadas.
You just put a fry later, you do the jalapeno poppers.
I am so fucking hungry right now.
Empanadas are a little rough though.
How? Because they're just they're fried pockets.
No, making the pocket itself.
It's not too bad, though. I mean,
you can always put your own spin on it. That makes it a little easier.
Like, that I would definitely
do. How do you
do.
Figure? Empanada bowls?
No.
You fry the bowl into the bowl.
If you told me, like, bao bun with chicken teriyaki in the middle, I'd be
you
dripping.
Would just, you would
Or bao buns are tough though.
Yeah, they are. But oh my god, they're so delicious.
So because they're airy. Yeah, they're light and airy. For a while, I've wanted to make those Japanese fluffy pancakes. I just don't have the patience or the time.
Yeah, that's rough. Man. Yeah,
they're rough.
I Japanese barely pancakes? Have time for Bisquick.
Have you tried? I barely. Like it's not done yet.
Bisquick, more like Bisque takes a couple of minutes.
I've been here for fucking ever. Shit.
Nah.
Don't flip until they're the bubbles. You gotta wait for the bubbles.
You gotta
Chris.
Wait for the bubbles, man.
That's a dumb fucking joke.
Chris is going his full dad is, joke. Wow, what hour are we pants. In? Yeah, yeah. We're creeping up to 11. Chris is going towards dad jokes. We're fucking spiraling fast.
I love the dad joke. That's good stuff. More like takes a couple minutes, and then he automatically popped himself. He's still laughing at it.
That fucking joke. That tickled your ribs.
Oh my god.
That tickled your fucking ribs.
It wasn't the joke itself, it was how horrible it was. Oh god.
I think we've reached that limit. Yeah. We've reached that point.
We're getting towards the end. Yeah.
We're getting towards it.
We're spiraling.
I'll save that random question because I could turn that in from
we anything. Have a lot of stuff
this
in this
episode.
This was the
most tangent-y episode we've ever episoded in all of our episodes.
But again, no timeline.
But we're going to wrap this up. We're in rough shape. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even going to plug
I'm
anything.
I'm going to take my last
one. Yeah. So thanks for joining if you stuck through this yeah. episode.
Thanks, everyone. And I'm sorry.
And we're sorry.
I'm not sorry. So
I'm sorry for taking the money. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, I was doing a little Hamburger Howie there. Right. Cheech and Chong.
Got it.
Paul Rubens is one of his first roles.
That's right. He worked with them.
Yeah, he did.
I don't want to answer this because I don't want to go into another tangent. So, thanks for joining, everyone. And here's to you.
Roll that beautiful poetic on music.
You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy to see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminding. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Cultural refining, the perfect pressure to press it. Diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefits evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative. Spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy to see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminding. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Cultural refining, the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're right. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefits evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative.
You don't wanna see